Episode 1919, Behold Him.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and guess what? Happy Easter. What a beautiful day. Come on, put a smile on your face. Put joy in that heart. It is time to behold Him. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and behold Him. He has risen. He has risen indeed. You know, a few months back, you would have thought your day to be different than it is, expecting to celebrate Easter at church with family and friends gathered around in joyous harmony. Yet today looks mighty different, or does it? Just 2 days ago was Good Friday, a day that changed the world. But then Saturday came and all was quiet, somewhat of a silent Saturday. Not much to rejoice and trying to stay moving about the normal ways. Now soon, though, you had hoped to be celebrating in church, but here you sit in silence, a silent Sunday. Where is the rejoicing? Where is the celebration? Well, let's go back in time. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake. Have you ever in your life experienced an earthquake? Some might have literally, but everyone has figuratively. You've experienced that hurt and pain, struggles and trials, to the point of giving up at times. And in these seasons, you try to control so the doubt and fear will melt away. And still, here you sit on Silent Sunday with a heavier heart, trying to figure it all out. Well, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were headed to the tomb not knowing what they would find. There was a violent earthquake, for there was an angel of the Lord who came down and rolled the stone away. God is in control. Behold Him. Behold Him. What have you been trying to control in your life? You see, control is a way to deal with doubt and fear. We don't know what Mary Magdalene and the other Mary felt, but what they did was do something they could control, and that was going to the tomb to prepare Jesus' body with oil. If you are in control, at least you feel like you can do something about your situation. But to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary's surprise, they were met by an angel. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as He said." God is always in control. Behold Him. As much as we hold on to what our eyes can see, our faith shows our heart what will be. So today may seem a little quieter, but don't let that fool your heart. He has risen. He has risen indeed. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell His disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," He said. They came to Him, clasped His feet, and worshiped Him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Today may seem a little different. The songs held closer to heart and whispers of thanksgiving for a day that changed the world. You are not alone. God sees your struggles. He hears your cries. God knows your heart. He knows your whys. So don't let today fall into the silence. Celebrate with laughter and cheers. Share the love with those so dear. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and behold Him. He has risen. He has risen indeed. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love from my family to yours. Have a blessed Easter and a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.